the last shura, Ches Amad Aleph. Omer Rabba Baba Achana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Aboim so, 40 so, Kitzutzei Tfilin. Kitzutzei Tfilin, Rashi learns, Tfusei Tfilin. It means the Kitzutzei Tfilin, like the Mashal brings from the Oroch. It means the bias, or the piece that the bias is connected to. Nimtzu Beroshei Arugei Beita. Was found in the Roshei Arugei Beita. Now, Aboim so, Tfilin is a lot. Aboim so is a very big amount. It's about a half a ton. But still, if we know how many people there were in Beita, like the Gemara said before, that they killed 80,000 people, the Kedema, so it's very hard to understand why is it that there was so little tefillin. Why is it there was so little tefillin? Could be that the touch of the word Beroshe Aruge Beita doesn't mean in the heads of Aruge Beita. Befrat, according to Rashi, that Rashi learns that we are soon going to see that this means the tefillin shel yad and not the tefillin shel resh. Roshe Aruge Beita means the heads of Aruge Beita, those who were the resh of the Aruge Beita. So in Melee we understand why the mispah of Aboim So is a big mispah if we're only talking about the resh of the Aruge Beita, the roshim of the Aruge Beita. Or Be'etzem, we know from the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, and we know from the Akdoma in Sefer Smag, that in the Zmanim, after the Churban, the Smag says that the mitzvah of Tefillin was not Niskayim by Klal Yisrael the way it should be. And in Smashim in the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, when the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Mila, the Gemara also says that the mitzvah of Tefillin was not Niskabel in Gansan in Klal Yisrael the way it should be. Befrat, they were afraid of the Tefillin Tzirich and Guf Noki, and many people were afraid of the union of the Hirus in Tefillin, and that caused that many people didn't put on Tefillin. So Mela, the mispah of Aboim So is a big mispah to show that there were a lot of Tefillin on the people in Beita. If I cared, we are not talking only about how many people were killed, we're talking about the spilus of how many people wore Tefillin in Beita. That so many people wore Tefillin. But the Maharal Lifi Shitosei that tells us that there is nothing in Chazal that we are supposed to take just as a matter of fact. If Chazal tell us Aboim So Kitzutzei Tefillin, Chazal didn't take the number of Aboim So and tell us the number for Stam Acheshbin of Aboim So. And they wanted to tell us a certain thing, they wanted to let us know. And they wanted to tell us where they came the Gevura of Beita. We already spoke about before that there's three inyonim in the Churban. The Yishalayim, to Amalka, and Beita. And each one had its own Maila. And the Maila of Beita was that they were very strong. They were very strong. They were the Keren Yisrael. They were the Tekef of Klal Yisrael. Now where is the Tekef of Klal Yisrael come from? Where did the Tekef of Beita come from? And the Gemara wants to tell us that their Tekef, their strengths, did not come from a Gufnistic strength. Just like we learned lately in Rab Tzadik Yisrael Kedeshim, when he talks about Shimshin Agibar, that the Gvura of Shimshin couldn't have been a Gvura Gashmi. It had to come from the Ezu Gibar Akevish Es Yitzray. Every Gvura Gashmi comes from a Pnimistic Gvura by Klal Yisrael. So too, if we are talking about the Gvura of Beital, we have to realize that the Gvura of Beital came from a Ruchnistic Gvura, and from there it was nispashet into a Gashmistic Gvura. And the Maral tells us in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Zayin, Dvorim Nifloim, about a person Bechlal, and about the mitzvah of Tvilin Befrat. A person is called Eitz HaSodeh. The Pasuk says in Dvorim, Ki Adam Eitz HaSodeh. And the Maral uses a sprach which already Rabbeinu Tam uses in Sefer Yosho, that the person is a Ilon Hafuch. An Ilon Hafuch. An Eitz is Sheresh, is in the earth, and it grows out of the earth. A person is Sheresh, is Lemaila. The end of the person, the Anofma of the person are his hands and his feet. The Sheresh of the person is in the Neshama HaKadosha. That's the Sheresh of the person. And really, where is the Sheresh? The Sheresh is B'Shamayim. We are an Ilan Hafuch. Our head is from where we grow. The Etzem Chiyas of a person is his Resh. It's Kedai maybe to say over ein neuere dicke Tshuva in Heilige Avnenezer. In Heilige Avnenezer, man sagt, es mir noch ist, der Sigamora, aber der Odom, she eschle, stei Roshim. If you have to put on two pairs of Tvillin, or you have to pay one pair of Tvillin, if you have to make a Pidgin Aben once, or you have to make Pidgin Aben twice. And the Kashan that Gemara is, that Yeser cannot hold on, and it's a Trefa. And why didn't this Vlad have a din of a Trefa? That's the question that arises on this Gemara. And the Avnenezer in Yeridei, in Hilchis Becher, says Adavon Nifla Admiyot. He brings a Levushe Srot. Why is Yeser Kanotel? How do we understand Yeser Kanotel? And the Levushe Srot explains Yeser Kanotel the following way. If a person Layalenu, instead of having one hand, two hands, has three hands, it means that the Chiyus that originally should have gone to two is now going to three. So that means that each hand has less chiyus. So it's be'emes anotel. Hamoyedikel levush esrot. The yasek anotel is not a din of yasek anotel. It's a metzias of yasek anotel. Why is it a metzias of yasek anotel? Because the chiyus became dispatched into three hands instead of two hands. So each hand has less chiyus than it should have. So it's be'emes anotel. Zaktahele gavnenezel. Who is a person? The Torah Akdosha says in the parasha of Chomesh Sloim La Gulgoyles. The person is the Gulgoyles. The Rosh is the Chiyus of the person. Like we just said, the Shoyrish of the person is Bereshay. And really the Rosh is connected to Shemayim. But the Shoyrish Achiyus is the Rosh of the person. If so, a person with two heads has two Chiyusen. He doesn't have one Chiyus that's nispashit into a goof of extra Evarim. If a person has two heads, he has double Chiyus. So if he's double Chiyus, he's not Yetzik and Notel. And that's why he wasn't a Trefa. That's the Ga'inus V'neiligach Avnenezel. That person with two heads, it means he has connected twice to the Shoyrish. He has two Shroshe Achiyus. Two Shroshe Achiyus is not a Trefa. A Trefa is only when Yeser that becomes Nispashit into an extra, the Chiyus becomes Nismayit through the Yeser. But if there's extra Chiyus, you don't become a Yeser. So Ga'inus Amaral, a person is Be'etzem and Eitz Hofuch. And the Shoyrish of his is connected in Shamayim. His chiyus comes from Shemayim. And the more a person is notua in the right place, the more his strength is. In Beta we learned they were noteya erez and arza. Why were they noteya erez and arza in Beta? Because they wanted to show that they are notua in the sheirish. In which sheirish? Not in the guf, nizdike sheirish. Just like an erez is notua lamata. In the guf, they were notua lamaila in the right place. Where does a person make that Natiya? Where does a person make that Natiya? How does a person become Natua in the right place? How does a person plant his guf, that his guf should grow min Hashamayim? Zokta Maral, that's the Tefillin. The Tefillin is the Iskashrus. The Tefillin is the Natiya of a person in Shamayim. When a person puts on his Tefillin, he's being Noiteya himself, he's being Mekasher himself to his Sheirish, and he's growing from Shamayim. A new blick on the Mitzvah of Tefillin. The Mitzvah of Tefillin is to one should be Toikeya himself. He should plant himself. He should be Niska in the right place. Instead of a person being Niska in the earth and being connected to Gashmias, a person picks himself up when he wears tefillin and connects himself to Shamayim. He becomes reconnected the way he has to reconnect himself. We know in today's day and age, everything has to be recharged. If you have a machine that works on a battery, the battery has to be recharged. A person has to look at tefillin every day as recharging himself. A person has to look at the mitzvah of tefillin in the morning. That he comes in the mitzvah of tefillin and he recharges himself. Everybody knows if you plug in a battery for a few minutes, you'll be able to work with it right away. But after a few minutes, it'll go out. If you don't plug it in long enough, then it peters out the energy that you put in. You have to leave it there for an hour, 2 hours. Sometimes you have to leave it there longer. The same goes for tefillin. If a person puts on tefillin in the morning for a few minutes, then the energy that he connects himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't last long. But if a person wears the tefillin for the time that he's supposed to wear tefillin, he wears tefillin for a longer time and he realizes that he's reconnecting himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he becomes netua b'shamayim. The Adam Eitz HaSadeh is planting himself to receive his chiyus min HaShamayim. That's the nekuda of the tefillin, that the neshama shebemeichi, that he should receive his neshama, his chiyus from the neshama. And therefore, if you want to know what the Arugei Beita were, The Riga Beita were killed with their tefillin. They had the complete netiyah to Rebbeinu Shalom, their dveikus to Rebbeinu Shalom. They were dovuk to Rebbeinu Shalom. We know that the word tefillin, one of the taiches of the word tefillin, is from Loshon Tzomet Posel, from Loshon Chibur, from Loshon Dveikus. When they wore the tefillin, they were dovuk to the Heilige Bashefa. They were dovuk to Rebbeinu Shalom when they wore the tefillin. And if they were dovuk to Rebbeinu Shalom when they wore the tefillin, that's why they had that gevura. That's what the Gemara wants to tell us. That b'shas hariga, they were wearing the tefillin. There was v'rol ka'amei oetz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. Now, leider, the v'yorum in Mecca wasn't there. They were able to be shalit in them. For whatever reason, they were able to be shalit in them. But they had the tefillin on them. And what does the Gemara say? Aboim saw. Dr. Maral, we know that Aboim Sa is the shir of a mikveh. A mikveh is the shir of Aboim Sa. When a person goes into Aboim Sa, Mayim Chayim, a person becomes Nitar, a person becomes Torah, a person goes into Aboim Sa of Mayim, the water is, has a koyach of a mikveh Tara, and the water is Mitarim. The same is true when a person puts on tefillin, he becomes connected to the Sheirish, he becomes an isbatlus to the Sheirish. Just like the inyan of a tefillah in a mikveh is a bittul to the Sheirish, the chinuch says that why does a person become Torah in a mikveh? And why is the mikveh daiker in the water? The chinuch in Parshas Metzera, the chinuch harishain, that the world before it was created was completely water. And therefore, when a person goes into the mikveh and a person goes under the water completely, the person has to feel himself bottle and mavutl, as if it doesn't exist anymore. That he's going back to the world before it was, when the world was kulay mayim, ruachalikim, achafis apnei amoyim. And that's the taro, that bittul is the taro. There's a different kind of bittul. There's a bittul when you put yourself back to the mekir, when you put yourself back to the sheirish, when you reconnect yourself to the sheirish, that also injects a nuchias in the person, and that's a mikveh taro. Just like the inyan of a mikvah, and that's why it says aboim so kitzuk say tefillin, to be megala to you that tefillin has in itself the koyach of aboim so anoyr di kishtikol maral. That's why the number of aboim so is to tell you the koyach of tefillin. The koyach of tefillin having it, that koyach of doing that tara that mikvah does to a person. That's the inyan of the aboim so. Zog der Heilige Gemara, Rabbi Yanai be Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Sholosh Kupes, three boxes, Shal Aboim, Aboim So, each one contained Aboim So. So there wasn't one time Aboim So, there was three times Aboim So. And be Masnisa Toni, in Hebraic we learned Fakert, Aboim Kupes, there was 40 Kupes, Shal Sholosh, Sholosh Slam. There's no difference between the two, each one adds up to 120 So. So in the Loi Pligi, Rashi learns that the Gemara's Kasha is that before we learned Rabbi Yochanan said that they found 40 saw, and here it says that they found 120 saw. So it doesn't stim. And the Gemara answers, Ha de Reisha, Ha de Ara. Here we're talking about Tefillin Shel Reish, and here we're talking about Tefillin Shel Yad. And Rashi says the Tefillin Shel Reish have four batim, and the Tefillin Shel Reish have only one bias, and therefore there's more space takes up the Tefillin Shel Reish than the Tefillin Shel Yad, and therefore it had three times as much. A shver Rashi to understand, kosof, the bias is the same, it's not four times as big, it's not three times as big, it's pashtus the same big, it's a little bit bigger maybe, it's shver to understand Rashi. The Welt zogt noch, b'shem Rab Kiva Eger, a ge'oynes niflen the teretz of the Gemara, mamish fakert, that the b'shal yad was three times as much. Why? Because they killed them while they were putting, when they were wearing tefillin. So Rab Kiva Eger, it's a ge'oynes, the meyachis, it's Rab Kiva Eger, if Rab Kiva Eger said it or not, ve'ezach nish, the ge'oynes is a ge'oynes. When a person could be in either three matzovim, either being in the middle of putting on his tefillin, either being wearing tefillin or taking off his tefillin. The din is kozman shi'ir ben anecha yir shtayim. So a person puts on first the shayad and then the shalresh. A person takes off the shalresh and then the shayad. So there were three times as many people wearing shayad as they were wearing the shalresh. Because there was a group of people that were only putting on the tefillin, so they were wearing the shayad. A group of people that were taking off the tefillin, they were wearing the shayad. So mamela, there were three times as much shayad as shalresh. And that's why the Gemara says that the shalresh was once and the shayad was three. Thus the Ga'inis with Rabbi Kiveige, with Mazak Noch, Bishem Rabbi Kiveige, to be Miyashiv, the Gemara, in a oifen that you can understand why here was three times as much. Interessant is, Ademaral in Netzach Yisrael understood the Gemara's Kasha different than Rashi. In Chiddush HaGodes he does understand it like Rashi, and in Netzach Yisrael, Ademaral, he understands it that in Gemara's Kasha Veloi Pligi is why the first Madama says it was in three boxes of 40-40, and the second Madama says it was in 40 boxes of 3-3, and what's the difference that this one says this way, it's Veloi Pligi, and the Maral explains a Tifa Maral, which I will not say over because I don't claim to understand it, why one is 40 times 3 and one is 3 times 40, why the Tzon Shal Rosh is this way and why the Shal Yad is this way. It's not like Rashi to understand the Gemara's Kasha, and the Inyonim al Lamala Maasa Gaseinu, just to understand that the Maral understood the Kasha of the Gemara differently, and the Gemara is Fanumen to answer why one said 3 Kupis of Aboim and one said 40 Kupis of 3. Zog der Heilige Gemara, Omer Rav Asi, Abo Kaben Moyach, 4 Kaben of Moyach, Rachman al Tzlon of the Meiches, Nimtzu al Even Achas. 4 Kaben of Moyach were found al Even Achas. Just Kedai to say over how the Maral understood a piece of Gemara. The Moyach of a person accepts the Tefillin. The moyach of the person is what is that the koyach to accept the tefillin. But the kedusha of the tefillin is greater than the moyach. That's why it's l'teitofes, it's a keser. A keser, one of the taichen of the word teitofes, is a keser. A keser is an ur that comes around the person. It doesn't enter the person. It's not really part of the person. It's greater than the person. So the ur that the person of the wears when he wears tefillin is greater than his moyach. His moyach is smaller than the ur that he gets when he gets tefillin. But it's me'en. One has to understand the kedusha of a person's moyach. How can I know how kodesh a person's moyach is? Because the moyach of a person can take upon it the tefillin shalosh. The moyach of a person can take upon it the tefillin shalosh. We said over many times, but if there's one person here that didn't hear it, it's kedai to repeat. That's soon going to put on tefillin. What it means putting on tefillin. The heilige kedusha erim. It's printed in a Tshuva Sefer Minchas Yehuda from a Goyen Olam in Poland, says that he heard it himself from the Chiddush HaRim, that the Chiddush HaRim was once maflik, was once talking about the greatness of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. Those who know that in Poland, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison was the dmus of greatness. If one wanted to talk about an Adam Godel, and one wanted to bench somebody to be an Adam Godel, the dmus of an Adam Godel was the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. That was the dmus of the Adam Godel. And the Chiddush HaRim was being maflik, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison's godless. And he said that the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison used to take his tefillin, he used to go put on his tefillin shayad, and he used to start crying for a long time. How can I take such a davar kodesh and put it onto my guf? We put on tefillin, we don't think twice. The Rabbi Rabbi Yonason, who takar guf kodesh. The Rabbi Yonason had a guf kodesh. He went to take the shayad, and he went to put it onto his guf. He started to cry. I can't put it onto the guf. How could my guf be sable such a kedusha? I used to say over for Bachrim, if one wants to be teufis, the Rabbi Yonason's kasha, I'll tell you, take a sefer Torah and wrap it around yourself. Chas v'shalom, a sefer Torah to touch my guf. Chas v'chalila. Kedushas at tefillin have kedushas sefer Torah. It's the zelbe kedusha. You put it onto your hand. From the other side, what's the other side of the matbeah of this ma'aseh? How heilige Yiddish guf is. A Yiddish guf can be saved kedushas tefillin, and not only can be saved kedushas tefillin shal yad, it can be saved the kedusha of tefillin shal reish, which kedusha say how be yosef the tefillin shal yad, and you could put it onto the moyach. From that you see the kedushas how moyach of a yid. You see how kodesh the moyach of a yid is. So the moyach, in somewhat, connects to the tefillin. But on a smaller measure. So if in the tefillin are aboim sa, the moyach are before his pashtus to aboim. How much is before the number 40 is in tens? So it becomes 4 in singles. And a sa is the pashtus of a kav. So that's why the moyach was 4 kavin. Because 4 kavin corresponds to 40 sa of tefillin. Half of a fella, the ayumik of the maral. The Gemara chapzon 4 kavim, because the moyach that accepts the tefillin, which the tefillin are in the number of 40 saw, what kedusha does the moyach that accepts the tefillin have? It has a kedusha that corresponds in numbers to the tefillin. If the tefillin have the kedusha of aboim saw, like we explained, so then the moyach of the person is in a smaller number. But in a small number, that's comparative. Kav to saw, 4 to 40. That's why there were 4 kav moyach nimtzu 11 achas. Ula omal tishes kavim. Ula says there were nine kavim. Why nine kavim? Zog the Heilige Maral, the number nine is meramez al chochma. In the sphira is nine, is the ninth sphira is chochma from lamata lamayla. The sphira before keser is chochma. So nine kavim. The Maral says dvorim, but if one looks into a siddur, in every single siddur that's printed in front of the siddur, a piece of tkunei zayah called Posach Elio, which once in a while, maybe one should say, once in a while it's printed there for a reason, zetois azamol gezeiten, everybody said it. So in Posach Elio it says the eser sviris, and it says, what is keser? Kakafta the tefillin. The keser is the kakafta the tefillin. So what's the moyach? Chochma. So that's why the moyach is chochma that accepts the keser of the tefillin. So that's why the moyach is meramez in tishal kabim. Because the moyach is the chochma that has the koyach to accept the keser of the tefillin. Omer avkani v'itayim eshir v'amoy maikro. How do you see in a posik that they were nispatzer the moyach on a sela? Because we see the oynish that will be basbova lashtuda asher ishalom lach es gemulach shegamalt lanu. What is the gemulach? Asher sheyoychais v'nipeitz es oylelayach al asola. So you see that that's the oynish mida keneged mida. So it's a simen that they put the moychen on the sela. Zokt the heilige gemara weiter. It says in Pasuk in Eicha, when the Pasuk talks about the Bnei Tzion, about the people of Yerushalayim, the people of Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Tzion Ayikorim, Hamesuloyim Bapoz. We're talking about the Bnei Tzion Ayikorim, the Bnei Tzion Uayoka, Hamesuloyim Bapoz. What does it mean, Hamesuloyim Bapoz? My Masuloyim Bapoz. Does it mean they were covered by Poz? Does the word Mesuloyim mean that they were covered from the Gufim were covered with Poz? Poz is a kind of red stone that shines that they were covered with pizza, they were covered with paws. For only the Beir Rav Shila Tauti Miskeli Istri, two Miskeli of Istri of Sloim, two weights of Sloim. Pizza Nochus La Alma, Chada Bereimi, one came down in Reim, the Chada Bekula Alma, so it couldn't have been so much paws that all the Bnei Tzion should be covered with paws. Elo Shoyu Meganin Es HaPoz B'Yoifion. They were Megana, they made the paws look not nice. The lotion of Gnus, that the pause was not nice compared to the Yofi of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was a Moyodiki Yofi. As I stated in the Gemara, he said, Bo Metzir, Rabbi Yochanan said it himself, Ano Ishtairi, Mishvira di Yishalayim. He would left over from the niceness of Yishalayim. And Shvira de Rabbi Yochanan was Me'en Shvira de Yanke Vivinu. It was a Moyodiki Yofi. Now we have to understand what the Shvach of this Yofi is. We have a Gemara that L'chair says the opposite. We have a Gemara that tells us that Iyav Mechuyah Tvei, he would have been a great Iyav son of Tvei, he would have been more. He made a marshal, a Gemara in the Dorim. He said, a marshal, what do you, does your father keep whining? Bikli Cheres or Bikli Zov? So she said, Bikli Cheres. So she said, go back and tell your father doesn't pass for a queso to keep his wine in a Kli Cheres, go put it in a Kli Zov. And then it got ruined. So she came back. So he said, that's the same with the Chochma. Chochma has to be B'Kli Mechuya. And if you have a son of Tvei, have a Yigimiri Tvei. So how come here we're talking about the Yofi of Klal Yisrael? Fakert. Mamish Fakert. This Gemara is telling you the Gadlus of Klal Yisrael. In Golus we had to lose our Yofi. Because if we would have had our Yofi, we wouldn't have been able to withstand the Nisyonis of Golus. The Gemara tells us two stories, twice the same story. Once in the Dorim and once in Nozir. About Nozir Echad Shabom in Adorim. And he looked down into the water, and the water was a mirror, and he saw his beauty. And what happened? Pachas all of Yitzchay. The Yitzhara jumped on him. We see that a person that has Yofi has a Moyodik in Nisayin. The Nisayin is a hard Nisayin to withstand. And in Golus, it's Taka, it was hard to withstand that Nisayin. But Klal Yisrael, when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Moyodik of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash which protected them, the Beis HaMikdash which gave them Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash which gave them Yerushamayim. Ayit says every day for the Bereilam, Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meherah V'Yameinu. What for? V'Sham Navotcha B'Yira. Today we don't have Yerushamayim. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't have where to be Shoyev Yerushamayim from. And if you don't have Yerushamayim, Yerushalayim, we can't entrust you with Yoifi. That's why we lost our Yoifi. Because when there was the Besamigdosh, and there was the Mekor HaYira and the Besamigdosh, the place where it gave people a fear of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then Fakel, the Yoifi was the Yoifi of a Yid, who shined out on the outside. They didn't have to hide under a Mechuyer, under a Kli Mechuyer. You were able to see the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Zok de Gemara. Mikora, in the beginning, Chshivi D'Raimoy Avanokte Bilyoyna de Gishpanka. Before, the Chshivi D'Raimoy took nice pieces, nice pictures that they had in the Chosim, Meshamshe Arsai, just like we learned by Yankev Avinu with the Tzain. We know that it becomes Nishpa for what the Tzain saw the Makleis. So too, the Chshivi D'Raimoy did the same thing in order to be Mushpa from the Bilyoyna de Gishpanka, they should become Mushpa from it. Mikan ve'elech. Once they became Chub Mishalayim and they went in Golos, the Bnei Tzion Yikorim Amasulayim Bapoz, Mikan ve'elech Maisi Bnei Israel, they brought Yiddish Kinderlech Rachman al-Etzlam for Osri, and they tied them down Bekarei de Purayu on the feet of the beds, Mishamshi, and through that they had the Dmus of what they wanted to have. Omalei Chad Lechavrei. There were two such children that were tied to the beds. Omalei Chad Lechavrei. Ho! Heicha Ksivi. This Einish Neuge that we have, where is this Einish written? Omalei, it says a Pasik in the Teicha. Gam kol choli v'chol mako asher lekosuv b'seifa ha-teira ha-zeis. Yaleim Hashem alecha ad ishomdach. As I state in the Teira Gedesha. That's where it says this machla. How far is this from where this place? I didn't learn this yet. How far is it from the place where I learned, left off? If you move 1.5 dafim, you'll come to it. So the second one told him, if I would have gotten to this posik, I wouldn't need you to tell me that it's lies in this posik. It's a pella for a Gemara. I could put in anything I want. It doesn't say what it is. Mehecha teisa, that means this moyrdik and tasamta maisa, that he told him, and the other one told him, if you would have told me, I would have known myself. How would he have known himself? Where does it lie in this pasuk? And what does the Gemara want here? He would have known himself, and he would have known himself. What is the Gemara have to bring this whole maisa here for? What do we learn from this maisa? What lies in this maisa? Tzedaya hespit, fin heiliga, achsam sefer, and his rebbe daflo. The floor was Niftan Dalit Tamus, and it seems like that he said the Hespit in the, maybe in the Bein HaMetzorim he said the Hespit, Akoponim, he said the Hespit, he talks about this Gemara, and he says, Nuyre di kipshat ha'elag ichsam seif in this Gemara, it's Kedai that we should look up inside in Chelik base of the Drosha, Shinai and Zayin, on the base. And Dr. Amri di kizach. First of all, the kasha, where does it say in this? We could do it wherever we want. Second of all, it says in this pasuk, that the kol makev or kol choli, the chazal darshan, that goes on, silukan shel tzadikim, it's be'etzem, that medrash, we don't know where that medrash is. That medrash is printed in Yaris Dvash, brings such a medrash. It's not clear where the mekor of the medrash is, but it goes on, silukan shel tzadikim. It goes on Siluka Shel Tzadikim. So if so, how does it go on this? What does he want? Ilegati l'shom lo yitzrich elekach. So the Heilig Echsam Sefer, in Pasuk it says two things. Gam kol choli v'chol mako. What is mako and what's choli? There's two things. It says a machla and a mako. What's the difference? How do we learn mako and how do we learn choli? So the Heilig Echsam Sefer, mako is a mako b'chutz, a choli is a pneumistika machla. There's two things. There's an outside maka and there's something pneumistic. Kol maka is chitzenius. Choli is pneumius. Shilukon shel tzadikim is nichlal in maka. That's the clap that we got. But the reason why we got that clap is because there's a machloch pnimi in Klal Yisrael. The maka that the person gets doesn't come because of only a maka. Gam kol maka v'chol choli. The choli is the siba for the maka. And we have to know what the siba for the maka is. Why do we get siluka shel chachamim? Siluka shel chachamim comes because there's a machloch in Klal Yisrael. What's this machloch? But the Heilige Chassam Sefer, this machle is Hirurei Aveira, Kosher Me Aveira. The machla v'yehure aveira. The machla v'yehure aveira. That's the machla that causes silukan shel tzadikim. The machla that causes silukan shel tzadikim. That comes from yehure aveira. That's the pnimistika machla. The emes is, we said over, I think, don't remember when we said it over, but in Imrei Noyam, in this week's Seder in Parshas Pinchos, says, why is there Hurei Aveira, Kosher Me Aveira? The Imrei Noyam says, because nobody knows about it. Because nobody knows. And you do it in Bitzina, in the Moich of a person, and that nobody knows about. So all these Shmiras that there are in every Aveira, to not to do an Aveira, you don't have any Hurei Aveira. It's a Moyadik Vichtik to say over, Befrat B'deirenu, a Zach that it says in Rab'an Asteshele. Rab'an Asteshele was a Talmud from Eilig Balatanya. He wrote a Sefer called Sharei Aveida, and he says, a Zach, that's a Moyadik Chizuk. And I asked somebody to check it out by three Heintige Gedalim, and they all said that it's Dvom Neuroim. They all were maskim from other rites that it's true. Hena Rav Al Yashev Shlita, Hena Rav Chaim Kinyevsky Shlita, Hena Michal Yudha Shlita. This is a Zach to say over from Ahein to Gegodl because it comes Psak in Shamayim. And Gedoli Yisrael that are living Paskin something that becomes Dan Hog in Shamayim. Then the Gemara does not say Hirur Aveira Kosher Aveira. It says only here, Hurei Loshen Rabben. It means a person that a whole day is Mahar Baveira on a Tmidis Dikoifen. It doesn't mean Rachman al Tzlom if it passes through a Machshava Zora and a person, and that doesn't go Hurei Aveira Kosher Aveira. That is the Chazala Megana, the Hirur Aveira, the Megana Hirur Aveira in a Loshen Rabben of Hurei Aveira Daika. The Megana, the Hurei Aveira Daika. As I state in Shara Aveira, Adova Nifla, the Zimet, the Chavetz Chaim of Baal Loshen Ora and of a Loshen. That's called the Hure Aveira, a person who lies Rachman al Slan in it. He's engrossed in it. That's what it means, the Hure Aveira, Kosham Aveira. And that's the Chayle that's Goyrim Silukan Shal Tzadikim. That's the Chayle that's Goyrim the Silukan Shal Tzadikim. Why? Because the Hure Aveira, Chazal tell us, the Hure Aveira brings Lemaisa to an Aveira Mamish. And we know that that Aveira Mamish is what is Goyrim to Silukan Shal Tzadikim. In Geirish Yeruchim Amasechtes Gitten from Baal Yaleib Tzintz already is Ma'irer Amirdik in the Kuda, which the Chassam Sofer Be'emes says the same thing. Let us be Metayer the Nisyonis Hayetzer that these children had. The Nisyonis Hayetzer, if one understands the Gemara in what position these children were put into, they had Ma'irdik in Nisyonis Hayetzer. They were had a burning Yetzer in them. The Geirish Yeruchim learns that that's the machla, a machla, a taiva, that you can't be mamala the taiva, as a meridika machla. And that was the machla that they suffered from. That's how the Geirish Yeruchim learns, api pshat the Gemara. So, the heilige Chassam Sofer, you know what? Gam kol choli, v'kol maka, v'kol choli. So, the Chassam Sofer, amriya the Chassam Sofer, maybe in our day would also help us, this Chassam Sofer. If a person realizes that the end result of hirav, then he has the ability to be mezgaber on it. Because he knows what he's going to be goyim. And then the hardest yehure aveira, he has the ability to be mezgaber. Because he knows he's going to be goyim siluka shel tzadikim. Zoktim de yingel. If you would have told me this, I would have learned this pasuk, then I would have never had a problem. I would have been able to be mezgaber on the hure aveira from the beginning. Half of a fellow of the Chassam Sofer learns pshat in this Gemara. Zokti Gemara. Dr. Yalem Hashem, Loshen Halem, Loshen Haloma, because if you would remember, a half of the Ketachim Posik, Kol Choli, Kol Machla, Shalik Kosim Betoifa Azeh, Yalem Hashem Alecha, the Avish will be malim it from you, you won't remember the results of the Aveira, because if you would remember the results of the Aveira, you wouldn't come to do the Aveira, but Yalem Hashem Alecha, the Avish will be malim it from you, the results of the Aveira. Zeh Shom Ahu, Ili Gati, Le Posik Zeh, that's what the oimik of this piece of Gemara is. I knew the Kishtikal Chassam Sofer was licked in the Shtikal Gemara. Was licked in the Gemara. The person should remember what means Choli, what means Maka, and what the Maka comes from which Choli the Maka comes. And what a person remembers end results, what come from things, the person has the Yecholus to be Mizgaba. That's what lies in this piece of Gemara. It lies the Kedusha of Yalde Yisrael. And how much they were mitzta'er on Heda HaKedusha. One more piece of Gemara. Look, the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Moshe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Mai Dechsiv, that it says in Eicha, Eini Oilala Lenafshi Mikael Ben Nois Iri. What does that pasuk mean? Alba meis bate knesiyos haye bekirach beita. Here in my city there was benois. The Ben Yoyada says benois ben tof. Benois, you could write ben tof. It was ben tof. It had tof. It had a number 400 in it. What did it have? 400. At 400 bate knesiyos one kirach beita. B'chol achas v'achas and every bate knesiyos there were 400 malamdei tenekes. B'chol achas v'achas b'chol echad v'echad oyel lefon of alba meis tenekes beis rabban. In every basic Knesset there were 400 melamde tenoikis, and each one had 400 tenoikis. That's 400 times 400. This is half of a fellow the numbers. We're talking about 160,000 children. Yeah, 400 times 400, 160,000? That's 16,000. 16? 160. 160,000. It's 400 times 400. If a male is 160,000 children in every basic Knesset, times 400. So the Chalei Umenki is super. What the Gemara says here: Vifol Batikinis, Vifol Kinder there were. Before Shem Afanumim with Allah, it's a problem. So the Gemara and Baba Basra and Perikla Yachba that you're not allowed to have more than a certain amount of children. So how did they have? Because they had Messiah, that Rashi Duchna that helped them. It's talking about the Hoyt Malamed that was there. But Akoponim, that's what the Ribu there is. Why was there the number 400? Everything has a mispar. Every mispar has a Yecheles, has a reason why Daika there was 400 Beltikin Siyais, 400 Malam de Tenekes, 400 Tenekes Shabes Rabban. The Ben Yoyada says that the reason why there were 400, because we know that Esav came in the Torah Kedosha, came with 400 ish imay. Esav came with 400 people with him. It's also not bechinam that Esav came with 400 people. Why did Esav come with 400 people? It says in Chida, b'shem kadmeinim, that 400 is begematria ra'ayin. The koyach of Esav is the Esav is a ra'ayin. That's the koyach of Umisraelon, befrat Esav is a ra'ayin. And the koyach keneged Esav is to put the koyach of the number 400 in koyach HaKedusha, to be mamtik the 400, to be mamtik the ra'ayin. And that's the koyach HaTorah. Toiv ayin u'yevoyrach, the Goyin says in Mishlei, Toiv ayin u'yevoyrach ze Yaakov Avinu, shechai kuf mem zayin shana, k'minyan toiv ayin. That shirish habarocha is toiv ayin. Comes from Yaakov Avinu, comes from the Torah HaKedosha. So that's the Koyach HaTorah, which they had in Tenekesh of Esraban, which Tenekesh of Esraban is pure Torah, that should be able to be daika, to bring down the ra ayin of Esav, that Esav shouldn't be able to be shalit. And afal pi kenzak di Gemara, even though they had such a Koyach HaTorah, and even though they had such an agona, they were doik of them with chaytreyem. Chaytreyem, others learn, means with the michtov that they used to write, the children used to write with. Or the other learn, chaytreyem means b'makleis. Kshigova oyev v'lokdom skolchum b'sefreyem. They took them around b'sefreyem v'tzisum b'eish rachmona l'tzlom. The Torah HaKadosh, the Gemara tells us, the yisurim neiram that Klal Yisrael went through in the churban, that to be me'iriros, that we should be in statif b'tzarom, because a nitzchi is tika churban, and everything is nitzchi. So when you learn the Gemara, when you hear what went on in the churban, all the churbanis and galus, all the hemshech of that churban, it starts the 3 weeks, and it's the first day of the 3 weeks. It has to be ma'orer in a person, avelus. We don't live according to the way our fathers and grandfathers lived. Nobody even realizes that there was a der when a great chelik of Klal Yisrael every day in the drei Wochen used to sit down on the floor in the middle of the day and say Tikkun Chatzos in ganz Oberland, in ganz Ashkenaz, hat man gesagt jeden Tag am Mittag Tikkun Chatzos in the drei Wochen mit mitgelebte Churben in other places. The men are hergish von Churben. Today we lost our irrigation. We lost our irrigation, but we have to remind ourselves that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Teveya. One should open up a Siddur Rabbi Yankiv Emden and look in the Inyan of Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yankiv Emden says that the greatest tvia is on forgetting Churban HaMikdash, forgetting the Avelis on Churban HaMikdash. And it comes the 3 weeks, befrat that a person is margish, that we're in Meridik Izmanim, when Meridik Izmanim, hen physically we're in danger, hen monetarily we're in danger. If one sees Be'etzem, what the summer is, one should Be'etzem think that the summer is just like the summer of 1939. the matzav in Klal Yisrael in Parnasa is not a lot better than the matzav of Klal Yisrael in Parnasa in 1939. The dangers that await Rachman al Tzlam, the Ebshel Hashem HaMatzal on Klal Yisrael, are nearer the dangers there's Oymid in the world. If a person knows what's going on in the world a little bit, knows that we're in a terrible danger we are in, and a person has to be margish that comes the days of the 3 weeks, days that we have to be Oynin on the Churban. We always said that in America it's hard for us to be Oynin on the Churban because we're living such a good life. We're not living such a good life today. The Panosa isn't the way it should be. Many Eden don't have Panosa. Rachman al Tzlom, with all the Yisurim, with all Machla Siddur Rachman al Tzlom, and with all Zacha Mehert Rachman al Tzlom, and how much we see in what's going on in the world, how much we see we have to be afraid. So maybe we could take a wake up and cry on the Churban. Our teretz is that our Zaydis were able to cry on the Churban because they lived a hard life. But us, we can't cry on the Churban. The Rebbeinu is giving us a test. He gave us a hard life now. Now let's see, can we cry on the Churban? Can we live like our grandfathers? Can we not live like our grandfathers? We have to be etz and be ma'ir ourselves to live these 3 weeks, alochadik al koponim, and more than alochadik, to live with the hegish of Churban, to live with the hegish of tzipir li Yeshua, to live with the hegish of crying on Churban Amikdash, and asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring the Mikdash HaShlishi b'meira b'yameinu.